The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
What a morning this morning. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, Joe Piscopo on the radio feeling for the city of Jersey City, New Jersey. They had a big shootout there yesterday. Our hearts go out to Detective Seals and the victims, Rabbi Shlomi Friedman, Mrs. Chava Gold, and Mrs. Leah Ferenz. Shootout in Jersey City, getting to the bottom of it. We will report all the information as it comes to us. The Inspector General will now, that's going to testify down there in the Senate. And there's just one story after another story. But we wanted to clear the airwaves and make way for a true patriot, Colonel Douglas McGregor. He's the retired United States Army Colonel. Colonel, combat veteran, author of 5 books, including Margin of Victory. Colonel, we know how busy you are, sir. We always appreciate, with respect, your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, it's great to be with you, Joe.
And it's just you and I, no Italians, Colonel, no other Italians. Just you and...
I brought my cannolis. Come on, I got a stack of them here. And I got my special Italian coffee. So I'm ready to rock and roll.
You're ready to go. Well, you're locked and loaded. We appreciate that, sir. I love it. Yeah, Colonel, you know, now we hear, by the way, the Pensacola shooting. I want to talk to you about that. And now there's, apparently, in Corpus Christi, there's another naval facility that is in lockdown. What's your initial reaction to what happened in Pensacola? And is this something that will continue to happen, do you think, sir?
Well, I've got to tell you, it's very personal. I have a nephew who's a naval aviator. And he could just as easily have been killed at Pensacola as the poor people that were murdered. So for me, it's very personal. And I've been talking to a lot of friends, either on active duty or people that are still, retired, but spent many years in the military. And I think you're going to see really sweeping changes in policies that will allow numbers of people to carry weapons on military facilities. So that if anything like this should come again, you people are going to pull out their weapons and kill the culprit on the spot. We're not going to go through this. We went through this, as you know, in Texas with a shooter there many years ago. So this is not the first episode. We've got to be prepared for it.
Yeah, so the Saudi nationals are training on American bases. Help me out here. Colonel, help me out here. Why? There's 5,000 of these individuals around here. What's wrong with this picture, sir?
Well, we've had thousands upon thousands of foreign soldiers, sergeants, lieutenants, captains, officers, seamen, Marines, and so forth, train on our bases for many, many years. And normally we haven't had these kinds of problems. Americans would be quite surprised to discover who trains in the United States. And admittedly, some of these people have ended up fighting against us down the line. But we haven't had this sort of experience. And I'm afraid that this brings up the issue more broadly of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is, in theory, our friend, our ally. We have cooperated with them for decades. But the truth is, they've never really been our friend. This is an alliance of elites. In other words, the people in Riyadh and the people in Washington cooperate for strategic reasons that we don't need to go into, that we understand, that have a lot to do with oil and the stabilization of the global economy. We're dealing with something else here. We're finally butting up against the ugly truth that this Wahhabist form of Islam is especially violent and very hostile to Christians and Jews and Hindus and others. And I think what we're seeing is this they talk about these people were radicalized, but if you spend any time in Saudi Arabia, as I have, you understand that what we consider to be radical in terms of attitudes on the religious side is pretty widespread. It's not unique. And I'm not really surprised that this has happened involving them. And I think this is going to lead to profound change between the relations between the United States and Saudi Arabia. I don't see how we avoid it.
Hey, Colonel McGregor, the reason Saudi Arabia has so much influence over American policy is money, and we talked about it yesterday, oil, it's the petrol dollar. Is that what's running this, sir?
All of those things are involved, and we have had a relationship based on the permanent understanding that we afford protection and support to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, in return for which they help us and they help the West in general to stabilize the global economy by not tinkering with the supply of oil, by ensuring that it's not disrupted, and more important, by not contributing directly to any event that could cause economic instability. In other words, it would undermine the dollar as reserve currency and so forth. But we've reached a different point now, Joe. We're dealing with a country that is in turmoil itself. The elites in that country are eyeing their own population with a great deal of concern and suspicion. We're in for a tough ride. Things are going to change in that country. And when they do, I imagine that our relationship with them will change.
How do we disengage with Saudi Arabia? Because we're self-sufficient energy-wise at this point, Colonel McGregor. How would you suggest we disengage in an amicable manner?
Well, it's going to be tough. If you consider the following, that we view the stability of the Middle East and the security of our friends and partners in the region as inseparable from stability in Saudi Arabia. So if you draw a line right now that starts up in the Mediterranean, it runs ashore on the coast of Israel, across the top, the northern end of the Israeli state, around the edge of Jordan, down along the border of Saudi Arabia, up to the border surrounding Kuwait, and down to the middle of the Persian Gulf. We effectively have said for a very long time that we will not tolerate any actions west of that line that could destroy those societies, that could destabilize those societies. And that's why we have forces right now on the ground in Saudi Arabia and the Emirates. All I can tell you is that I don't see that changing very soon because of what I said before. If Saudi Arabia becomes unstable, if it becomes a dangerous set of circumstances on the peninsula to the point where the government in Saudi Arabia were to fall, and the opportunity then opened itself up to real radicals seizing control of that state, using that oil wealth in very dangerous ways against the West, against us and others, we would intervene.
Colonel Douglas McGregor with Piscopo in the Morning at 9:12. The book that you might want to check out from the Colonel is Margin of Victory. Colonel, you know, could you tell us, please, about these Afghanistan papers that were released by the Washington Post, sir?
Oh, Joe, those are terrible. And I've read through a number of them. They have not all been completely released now. But effectively what we know, Joe, is that all of the senior officers for the last 19 years have effectively been lying to the American people. And they have been helped because the journalists, the media, have simply not challenged the efficacy of their statements. They have a two-sided problem here. One, the senior officers are just lying through their teeth, saying that something is good, that something's improving, when it never has. I mean, we saw this in Iraq where somebody ran some calculations and determined that based on the statements we were making publicly, that we'd killed the Iraqi insurgency two or three times over, which, of course, was nonsense. The situation in Afghanistan is equally bad. You cannot continually insist that things are good and we are making progress when there's no evidence for it. So now what we know is that the people that did tell the truth, most of whom are lower-ranking soldiers, Marines, officers, and were excoriated for telling the truth, were trying desperately to inform the American people of this great lie. And Donald Trump always sensed that this was a disaster and it was time to get out. And he's been stonewalled for the last 3 years by all of the senior officers, active and retired. It's got to stop. We need to get out. That's clear. I hope the American people will register their indignation with their congressmen, with their senators, with anyone who will listen. This must end.
Tricky question here, Colonel, if I may, sir, and we appreciate your valuable time. Do people want war for that in that military-industrial complex, or were they just covering up for mistakes, sir?
I think it's both. There have been serious mistakes made both in Afghanistan and Iraq. And since most people have no experience over there, they don't go there. Remember that less than 1% of the American population is involved in the military. It's not difficult to lie and get away with it. Wow. Then you have large numbers of people on the Hill, some of whom mean well, but they have no military experience. They're afraid to challenge people in uniform, which is a very bad thing, because that suggests there is no civilian control. And then secondly, you have a lot of people who are very happy to stuff their pockets full of cash. So if you can pump up the defense budget, if you can inflate threats, then you can do those things. And then you have foreign lobbies. You know, as I like to point out, the only lobby that doesn't exist is a lobby for the American people.
That's so true. You're right. You don't even think about it because you have people, countries coming in that want to, you know, that need the help. And then what do we get as American people down there? Should we just pick up and leave, Colonel, in Afghanistan? Just that's it. Just out.
We should not walk out of Afghanistan. We should run. And I've been saying that now for years and years and years and years and years. There's nothing there. There never was. The whole thing was a fraud. We went in with a purpose of killing or destroying perhaps 800 people that we were confident had some connection to the 9/11 disaster. And that, of course, was Osama bin Laden and his inner circle. We failed. We failed to do that. That group was allowed to escape into Pakistan. No one was held accountable for that. 50 generals should have been fired for that stupidity, and not just that, but people in the NSA, the National Security Agency, the CIA, everyone that failed in that mission should have been removed, because we spend billions of dollars on intelligence and special forces to do those things. But it didn't happen. And if there's no accountability, there's no performance.
Yeah, Colonel Douglas McGregor, before we let you go, sir, North Korea, your suggestions on how to deal with Kim Jong-un.
Well, I'm afraid that President Trump's efforts there have been sabotaged by the people inside his own administration. Again, there are lots of people who don't want anything good to happen on that peninsula, so they have created the illusion that North Korea is some sort of great threat. It's not. And this has opened the opportunity for a spoiler, and that's Russia. The Russians have provided Mr. Kim with some missile technology to help sustain the illusion that there's some great power up in that country when there is none. So Trump needed to fire everybody that was involved with that and set up a new team. But the first thing that we needed to do, the one thing that everyone in the region wanted us to do, was to make an end of war declaration. Have everybody sign it that renounced the use of force on that peninsula. That's what Xi wanted. That's what Kim wanted. Even Abe in Japan would welcome that. President Moon in South Korea wanted it. And that's the one thing that we have never done. And if you do that, then you make it clear that whatever happens next in terms of dismantling North Korea's, not just its nuclear capability, but the state itself, will not result in violence unleashed by U.S. military power. Because that state is circling the drain. That thing is finished. Yeah. And let's just get out. We need to do that. But again, nobody wants to pull any troops out. If you pull the troops out, that means a dramatic reduction in defense spending. And then it compels you to begin to look at this structure that we have that is badly in need of fundamental change, reform, and reorganization that nobody in the military wants. Remember, Joe, we have 42 four-stars. 42 four-stars in the Department of Defense right now. And just keep in mind that during World War II, when we had 12.2 million men in uniform, in 1943-44, when we were fighting that war, we had 7 four-stars.
Wow.
7. So one wonders how the hell we won that war with only 7 four-stars when we have 42 on hand to lose everything.
Colonel Douglas McGregor. Colonel, our Army-Navy game, we are broadcasting the Army-Navy game on AM 970, our station here.
I would hope so, and I hope you are shamelessly supporting the Army.
I am. We were up there. there, man. I went to the Army game. My father in the United States Army Air Corps, he told me how great the Army is. And I saw you on Tucker the other night saying, go Army. And we, I'm an Army guy with respect to the Navy, certainly. But they do such a great job up there at West Point. And I know you're a proud West Point grad. Does Army have what it takes to beat Navy, do you think, this year?
You know, Joe, you never know from year to year. That game is unlike any other game that we play. You can go into that thing and you think, our team just doesn't have what it takes, and they turn around and pull off a victory. There's a different calculus. It's really odd. So don't believe anything anybody says on your way into that stadium. Anything is possible.
As long as we're rooting for Army, right? There it is.
Of course, of course. Look, I like the Navy. I like the Navy, too. But, you know, let's park those ships for a while and get down to business with the Army.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Colonel, I always appreciate it. Thank you for your service, sir. Thank you for your valuable time. Just so great having you on the show. And may I wish you the merriest of Christmases, Colonel McGregor. And let's talk soon.
Same to you. I'm going to start eating my cannolis now.
Thank you, Colonel Douglas McGregor. God bless, Godspeed. He's a retired U.S. Army colonel, combat veteran, author of the book, by the way, Colonel Douglas McGregor. You want to Google Douglas McGregor, Margin of Victory. And it's a great, great read and a great Christmas present from Colonel Douglas McGregor. Boy, I wouldn't mess with that guy, Debbie. I'll tell you what. He's the colonel.
Tough guy.
He really is. It makes a lot of sense. And it just wants what's best for the United States, as we all do. 9:21 with Joe on the radio looking out. Some dustings of snow out there, but it's going to let up. The temperatures will rise, but still kind of icy. Please be careful on the roads. Debbie's going to get you through that right now on AM 970, The Answer. And thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Joe Piscopo. At LaGuardia, we're seeing delays of over an hour on arrivals as well because of low visibility. Grand Central Parkway East at the Cross Island, it's an accident over there to deal with. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to the Cross Bronx West at the Sheridan with a collision taking a lane. It is a gridlock alert day here in town. Alternate sides suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Deegan's still busy north at the Cross Bronx with an accident as well. 78 West, exit 49, accident in the local lanes out through Springfield. 80 East, exit 28, that jackknife tractor trailer still out there. Only one lane getting by. 4 eastbound still closed. Getting into Grand Ave and Englewood because of that broken water main on your way out toward the GWB. 280 West, exit 14 in Newark. A crash there to deal with as well. And if you're taking a ride right now over to the Hutch northbound at Mamaroneck Avenue, an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. 9:22. It's Red Kettle time. Al Gattulo. Thank you. This year, we count down the number of giving days till Christmas. You're invited to support Love's Army by donating to the Salvation Army at team970.org. Great way to fight for good this season because the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the U.S. every year. Through the generosity of people like you, they provide vital services, including shelter, meals, and holiday assistance. You know, when I gave $100 and Frankie did, you helped feed a family of four for 3 days. $100. $150, you helped provide meals to 60 children in need. $250 covers 2 nights of shelter for a family of four. You know, it's team970.org. It's our responsibility to step up. And I humbly suggest this to you as you make your Christmas list, you know, and you got this for that and that for that, who's getting what and what you're spending on what. Just put team970.org in there because no matter what you spend, it goes right back into the community, helping fellow Americans, right? So on your Christmas list, please put team970.org and send what you can right there. It's very easy to do. Love really does have an army. Please join us. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. Enter now to win a copy of Lou Paper's In the Cauldron at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com. Warm up your winter. Enter the Soup of the Month contest from Best Damn Soup. One lucky winner chosen at random will receive a 3-month membership and get hearty, home-style, delicious soups delivered from Best Damn Soup. Entry is free. Enter now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, if you have somebody in a rehab center and people are telling you that you are not eligible for Medicaid and nursing home costs are $500 a day, you know that, about $15,000 a month, you're frightened about bankruptcy just to pay for the medical and facility bills, don't panic. Just call Connors and Sullivan, please, attorneys at law. They know what they're doing. I've been there. These are my peeps, my folks, my friends at Connors and Sullivan. They've helped hundreds of people just like you and me with the same thing that you're going through. They'll tell you exactly what you're eligible for, right? And they'll also help you devise a plan, you know, to avoid bankruptcy or something like that. So don't listen to what other people say. You got to go to Connors and Sullivan. By the way, if you call Connors and Sullivan, you'll get a free initial consultation with a lawyer. Here's the number. Lisa and the team, all the gals are standing by at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 is exactly what I did. I called over there and I talked to Lisa, and I went to Brooklyn with Joey, my son, and we talked with Mike, and Beth was there, and Rose and Kelly and Justin and the great team. I had it done. I was so fast the way Mike Connors took care of everything, meticulously locked my financial legacy with an estate plan, you know, power of attorney, and all of the health care issues that you worry about. Offices are in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island. Call Connors and Sullivan today, 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Mike himself, Mike Connors himself, Ask the Lawyer, with Mike Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. Saturday mornings as well, 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. There's Frosty, 927, rolling into Christmas season. Michael Goodwin is a senior, is the senior political columnist for the New York Post. A brilliant, brilliant guy. A very, very privileged to have Michael on the show. Michael, welcome back, my friend, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning, and happy holidays to you.
Well, you know, you had some remarkable columns in the Post over this whole impeachment fiasco, and your column today really says it all. You called it sad and pathetic, Michael. Give us a breakdown on why you feel that way, sir. And thank you for saying that, by the way.
Well, look, the whole thing has been this kind of empty exercise in searching for something, kind of a holy grail for the Democrats. They hate Donald Trump. Now they just need to find some magical formula, some set of words or some act that they can sell to the public as a reason why he should be impeached and removed from office. And so you see them in desperation inflating actions, inflating words, talking as though, you know, that they bring in the lawyers to explain the mumbo-jumbo. And it's all supposed to hit the American voter in the gut and say, yes, that's it. We must vote yes to impeach. Yes, we must. And but at the same time, the Democrats are pretending they're not really enjoying this. That would be wrong. So they come out wearing like these sackcloth and ashen faces and to be somber and serious, when we know in the back room they're high-fiving and giggling, and, you know, because this is what they've wanted all along. This is what they've talked about from day one of his inauguration. So now they think first it was going to be Robert Mueller, and now it's this phone call with Ukraine. Where in the world is Ukraine, by the way? Ask the average American, where is Ukraine? I don't know. You know, it's a funny sounding name. Is it the Ukraine or just Ukraine? And so people, I think, are genuinely mystified.
Yeah.
What are they up to? What's going on here? And you look, and there's nothing. There's nothing there. So they've conjured this out of whole cloth.
I know. This is great from Michael's article. Read Michael Goodwin's article. Speaker Pelosi obviously put out an order requiring her team to adopt a sackcloth and ashes pose for the cameras as if they were attending a funeral. And you said brilliantly, you spend a lot of time analyzing the body language and facial expressions of Schiff and Nadler and the others. Right on the money, Michael. I mean, you could see it. It's just not in their heart. They're just going through the motions. Yes.
It's a play. It's theater. It's done to try to persuade people that something exists that doesn't exist. It's a make believe.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? And two, did you see the video, Michael, where there was a guy next to Gerald Nadler when he was at the head of the committee there? And then somebody said, they kind of nudged him. Hey, you got to do the gavel. You got to do the gavel. And then he did the gavel. Then he did the gavel. I said, what is that? I mean, it's unbelievable. And
I'm embarrassed for New York. I mean, Jerry Nadler is an embarrassment to New York.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what's really weird, Joe? So Nadler, of course, has to run every 2 years, and he has an opponent. He's Lower Manhattan is part of his district. He has an opponent down there who's saying he's not radical enough. I mean, and so part of this for him is trying to prove he's got real street credibility. He hates Donald Trump more than his opponent. But this is the pathetic part of the Democratic Party today. It's who can be the craziest, who has the most radical ideas, and then we have to rush to embrace them. If you don't embrace them, then you're not made of true grit. You're not one of us. You're one of them. If you ask a question about Medicare for all, that's a Republican talking point. oh, I can't say that again. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on with this party.
It's so true, and they rushed it through before the Christmas break. They had a rush. I mean, what harm would be in letting Congress talk to their constituents over the break and then come back and vote for after the new year? And then this, Michael, you must have loved this. They did that somber, you know, impeachment. Yeah. It's a solemn. They use the word solemn every two
oh,
words.
Yes.
Solemn,
yes.
Solemn,
yes.
Solemn. And then they signed the USMCA. Like, oh, well, I think we're trying to do something here. I mean, how disingenuous was that? Really?
Yes. That is a job-creating engine, the new NAFTA. And they sat on it and sat on it and sat on it.
Yep.
And revealingly, the New York Times had a piece last week saying it's a dilemma for Democrats whether to sign this and approve this, because it's got so much of what they want, but if they agree to it, then Trump will get a victory. Now imagine that. Imagine the thing that goes into that. And I give the Times credit for phrasing it that way. That's exactly what it was. It's a dilemma only because you don't really care. It's a dilemma because you don't really care about the American worker. You don't care about America. The dilemma is you would be doing something that might help Donald Trump. Isn't that is the height of cynicism. And yet that's what the Democratic Party has come to. And so you're right. They sign it on the same day that they announce these articles to make the voters believe they are doing their jobs even while they impeach. When it's a phony. They could have done this any time. They saved it for that day to make it look like they're doing something. If you have to make it look like you care, you don't really care.
Yeah. Do you think when it goes to the Senate, you think the president is going to insist on a trial, or do they just, like Lindsey Graham wants to do, Michael, just, you know, bring it up and then shut it right down?
Yeah, this is the debate that Republicans are going to have amongst themselves now. What's the best advantage? And the advantage is not just about Donald Trump, though clearly it's mostly about him. But each of, you know, those senators who are up for re-election, and most of the senators up for re-election this time will be Republicans. Last time it was Democrats. You know, it's every 2 years you have essentially a third of the Senate up for re-election. And so this, just by luck of the draw, most of those up for re-election are Republicans. I believe it's more than 20 are up for re-election. So some of those in blue states like Susan Collins in Maine, others in purple states like Toomey in Pennsylvania, they're going to want to think this thing through in terms of their own re-election. And so does a long trial help them? Apparently, you have to have a separate vote on every witness, whether to call that witness. And so you would be asking Republican senators to take a lot of votes, and Democratic senators, too. Now, in some cases, Democrats would be happy to vote no. We don't want Joe Biden to testify. Many Republicans want Joe Biden to testify, yeah, or Hunter Biden. But others may say, no, if I vote to make Joe Biden testify, I'm going to lose my reelection. I mean, that's how the calculations will be made by every senator on every issue. So there is this debate whether to have a lot of witnesses, whether to have no witnesses. And I think that's what McConnell and the president are going to have to decide, in the coming days and weeks.
Michael Goodwin, before we let you go, Michael, appreciate your valuable time. We see the Speaker of the New York State Assembly already is talking about tax increases next year. Michael Goodwin, how much can they raise taxes in New York, well, New York? Huh?
You know, I mean, look at what they've already done. They've raised tolls dramatically on the Hudson River crossing.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
As everybody who comes in the city knows from Jersey, you know, whether it's the tunnels or the bridges, I mean, it's a remarkable expensive thing now, and it continues to go up. They've done this congestion tax already on taxis in operating in Midtown, another $2.50 or $2.75, depending on the kind of car you're using. So there's a lot being sucked out of people's wallets already. And so when they talk about more taxes, they're talking about income taxes as well. But there are so many other taxes they've got. I mean, I think of congestion fees as a tax. I think of tunnels and bridge tolls as a tax. All of these things. And don't forget, when they raise the toll, Manhattan is an island. So everything that comes into Manhattan, every bag of potato chips, every bottle of beer, every new shoe or something, they have to pay the tolls to get here. And do you think the manufacturer or the distributor just swallows that toll? No, it's built into the price of things. So
that's
everything,
right.
The price of everything goes up here all the time. The cost of living is astronomical because of all these fees and tolls and taxes that are buried in every item we buy.
Michael Goodwin, you got to check out Michael Goodwin, New York Post. Google Michael Goodwin, New York Post, senior political columnist and a brilliant, brilliant guy. You know, happy holidays, Michael. Always appreciate your take on things and appreciate everything you say, Michael. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Always my pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Michael Goodwin right there. You don't want to miss anything that Michael Goodwin puts down on the computer or on paper. 938 with Joe on the radio. Hey, we got Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right now locally on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
33 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Jersey City Mayor Steve Phillips says it's clear that surveillance cameras showed two heavily armed suspects targeting the kosher grocery store in yesterday's deadly shooting. In tweets this morning, Phillips says two officers were on foot a block away and responded immediately to suspects inside the store on Martin Luther King Drive. He says the officers kept the suspects from leaving, which led to heavy gunfire exchange between the suspects and officers. Three people inside the store were killed along with the two suspects and a police officer. Westchester County residents will see a slight decrease in their taxes. County officials passed a move passed a more than $2 billion 2020 budget a few nights ago that reduces property taxes by a little under 1%. Officials say they were able to do that thanks to some extra revenue and an increase in the sales tax that took effect in the summer. Officials say it's the first property tax cut in a decade. In sports, the Yankees signing free agent pitcher Gerrit Cole to a record deal. Cole will be getting $324 million over 9 years from the Bombers. The Knicks now losers of 10 straight as the Portland Trailblazers beat them last night 115-87. Kings over the Rangers in Los Angeles 3-1. Devils fall in Dallas to the Stars 2-0. College hoops, St. John's beat Brown 82-71. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for the ongoing snow removal. Metered rules in effect. It is a gridlock alert day here in town, so allow that extra travel time. Let's see what's happening here on the northbound side of the Sawmill. Building up through Yonkers by Yonkers Ave with an accident. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly on the Sprain north at Jackson Ave into Greenberg with an accident there as well. Expect delays on 78 West Exit 49. Accident in the local lanes out through Springfield. Problems continue on 80 East Exit at 28 into Roxbury, a jackknifed tractor trailer. Only one lane getting by. 280 West Exit 14 out through Newark. A crash by the Stickle Bridge. 4 eastbound still closed. Englewood into Fort Lee with that broken water main. Watch for slowdowns. Cross Bronx West at the Sheridan with an accident there as well. At LaGuardia, over an hour delay on arrivals because of poor visibility. And the Grand Central Parkway East right at the Cross Island. An accident there as well. Alternate side again suspended. Looks like we'll see partly cloudy skies this afternoon, high of 37. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Got my Balance of Nature right here. If you're feeling run down, don't have the energy that you used to, you got to take your Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom, that's all it is. I have my three fruits ready to go. After the show, I'll take them. I'll take the vegetables later. And with my insane schedule, next couple weeks, that's it. That's it. Then I can relax for the holidays a little bit. Thank God, you know. I mean, we're staying on the radio always, you know. But this is our responsibility, and this is our home, what we do here, you know. But when I'm running around and doing all the stuff I'm doing, I have to take Balance of Nature. And now, if you call or go online now, this is for you. You become a preferred customer, right? That'll give you our best pricing and free shipping, and we will take an additional 25% off your order. Boom! Just like that. Plus, you get this, what I'm holding in my hand now. The set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. And I have it right. It's so convenient. And I take it with me everywhere I go. All throughout Europe, all around the United States, I keep my Balance of Nature with me. Fruits and vegetables right in capsule form. Okay? Antioxidants to fight the free radicals in your body right here in this little jar. 800-246-8751. You got to try it. You got, especially with this great deal. 25% off if you become a preferred customer. Gives you our best pricing and free shipping and the convenient travel bottles. That's a week's supply of Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. The discount code is The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme, like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, where I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger. Tune in to Cyber 9/11 with me, Dr. Eric Cole, Saturdays at 2 p.m. before it's too late.
Okay, Joe on the radio, time for our Michaels of Brooklyn Italian trivia question. You know what? Please, if you've won before, you're kind of not eligible again because people are calling. They're calling. If you won before, God bless you and thank you for joining us when we give you the Italian trivia question from Michaels of Brooklyn. But if you won once, we want to just be respectfully say we'd like to have and open this up for new people. Now, you can win an entire case of that delicious, authentic, always fresh Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. Best sauce out there. Michaels of Brooklyn, Avenue R, Nostrand, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, with Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael. All right, you answer this question correctly, you will win an entire case of Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. Here you go. Here's the question from Big Al. Are you ready? What is the Italian word for obese? You're the worst. That is the question. What's the Italian word for obese? Do you know I guessed it? I guessed it when Al said this before the show this morning. I did. And I can tell you what it is. Because what is the Italian word for not morbidly obese. You don't say morbidly. Just use the word obese. 877-970-2999. Of course, Albert. 877-970-2999. The first person to give us the correct answer to the question, what is the Italian word for obese, wins an entire case of Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. Hey, by the way, if you don't get through on the phones, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Please go to am970theanswer.com, enter to win. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on am970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Run down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen. All there's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children sing. All is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers.
There it is. As Elvis, as a man right there. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. It is. Can we get Kim real quick? I'm just so pleased. What a show we had. A lot of show. We appreciate Frankie jumping on, but I wanted to bring Kim Strassel to the airwaves for a second, because there's so much to talk about, so much to get a hold of. You know, and we try to break it all down for you every morning these 4 hours on Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Al and Debbie. And Kim is she's a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, author of the new book Resistance at All Costs. Kim, welcome. Kim Strassel, welcome to the show. Happy holidays to you, and nice of you to join us.
Happy holidays to you, Joe. It's great to be here.
Well, we're trying to make sense of a crazy world every morning. Mamma mia, Kim. And congratulations on the new book, by the way. And we want
Thank
to talk
you.
To you. Listen, we've talked to you about impeachment in your Potomac Watch column. We've seen all that. Give us your take on where things are headed this week. Now, with Horowitz going up, the impeachment, what's going to happen as we go into the new year, Kim?
Well, let's see. Like you said, which to tackle first?
Yeah, right.
Impeachment. Look, we've got the drafts of the two articles of impeachment out now. We already knew what they were going to say, but you know, it's somewhat remarkable actually seeing them in black and white. This is an unprecedented moment, Joe, in that we are going to impeach a president apparently over an abuse of power charge. I don't even know what that is. It's certainly not related to any statute. And we're going to, for the first time in the history of the country, make it an impeachable offense for the White House to have an issue with a subpoena demands from the Congress. So, you know, this is really new stuff, and I think it's a very worrisome precedent for the future. I keep trying to warn my friends on the left that at some point there will be a Republican House and a Democratic president, and that this is a standard that they are setting. And then we've got the IG report, which, by the way, is as IG reports go, they can be pretty dry at times. This is about as a biggest attack I have ever seen on a bureaucracy in my history of writing about politics.
Yeah, it's wild to see what's going on. I mean, I and then you try to break it all down. And by the way, the column is a Potomac Watch, Kim, with Kim Strassel. And tell us about the book. Why did you write Resistance?
Well, you know, for 3 years now, and you know this, the country's been told this narrative from most people in the press that Donald Trump is destroying institutions, undermining democracy. He's a wrecking ball to the country. And, you know, let me be the first to say this president is somewhat norm-breaking in plenty of ways, you know, especially his speech, his tweets, his demeanor. But when it actually comes to institutional damage, I just don't see how you can get away if you take a step back and you look dispassionately at what's happened, that you don't make the case that it's, in fact, the other side, the people that are so determined to remove Donald Trump from office that have done the most damage to the country, whether it's been the hit to the integrity and the reputation of the FBI because of its counterintelligence investigation, whether it's impeachment and lowering that bar, whether it's the disgrace that we saw with the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and overthrowing due process and all of that. We've just seen a lot of news and firsts, and none of them are good for the future of the country.
Yeah, Kim Strassel, the name of the book is it's Resistance at All Costs. Great book. Kim, you got to come back and keep us posted on that. We got to let you go because I know you have a lot of interviews. And Kim is a columnist for The Wall Street Journal. But this is a great book. And we will be reading Potomac Watch. And you are welcome here anytime. And may I wish you the happiest of holidays, Kim?
You too, and good luck with everything, and have a great new year. I can't wait to come back.
Yeah, we'll talk again. Kim Strassel right there. Thank you, Kim. The name of the book, by the way, is Resistance at All Costs. Resistance at All Costs, Kim Strassel. Yeah, we're under the time gun here, so we're going to go to Debbie right now. She's got traffic for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. We have problems on the northern state right now. Westbound, it's closed getting out toward that merge with the LIE. It's all due to a really serious accident. 80 eastbound, that jackknife tractor trailer out there by exit 28 getting out toward Roxbury. 4 eastbound still closed. Englewood into Fort Lee with that broken water main. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered rules in effect. And keep in mind, it's a gridlock alert day. Cross Bronx as you head west at the Sheridan. An accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhamel with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners so you get a great discount on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com, check on the radio listener specials, please. You get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress, toppers, the bed sheets. So last night, I'm laying down on my Giza sheets, and I'm thinking, I got to tell you about them. They are so comfortable. And now you buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free offer. That is today on Giza sheets. Plus, what else? Free shipping. And, like, if that's not enough, you get a 10-year warranty, right? And then that 60-day money-back guarantee that I tell you about, well, orders placed between now and Christmas Day will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. So go to MyPillow.com. You buy one, get one free. These Giza sheets are spectacular. Go to the radio listener specials. You get free shipping. Buy one, get one free. Giza sheets. You can also call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Sounds scary. Yet this has already been done in 8 other countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts from Landmark Capital. Learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing in precious metals. When the bail-in happens, you'll be ready. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit landmarkgold.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970, The Answer, for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Seeking an associate portfolio manager in New York, New York. Oversee operations of retail and residential properties. Utilize available resources to accomplish property objectives. Coordinate with professional structural engineers to ensure the safety and soundness of property systems and structures. Send resume to Midwood Management Corp., 430 Park Avenue, Suite 201, New York, New York, 10022. Again, send resume to Midwood Management Corp., 430 Park Avenue, Suite 201, New York, New York, 10022.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Snow will move away early this morning after accumulating a slushy inch or two in places. Watch for slippery spots through the morning commute. Then later today, clouds giving way to some sunshine. It'll be breezy this afternoon and much colder than yesterday, the high 39. Mainly clear, breezy, and cold tonight, low 26 in Midtown, 18 to 22 in parts of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and cold, high 35. For Friday, cloudy, not so cold, with a little rain before the day is through, high 48. AM 970, The Answer.
This weather brought to you by Best Damn Soup. Warm up your holidays with the gift of goodness. Use code PISCOPO for 20% off and free shipping. Order online at bestdamsoup.com. That's BESDAMsoup.com.
Joe on the radio, it's 9:56, telling you about Perillo Tours. There we are, 75th year in business, Perillo is, with vacations to Italy. So Steve and I put together this trip, Easter in Rome. Excuse me, it's a very special customized 8-night, 10-day Easter in Rome tour, once-in-a-lifetime trip for some of my closest friends and family. You, listening to AM 970, we love you, and we want to spend Easter in Rome with you. Good Friday as well. There's a group mass on Easter Sunday, Saturday night dinner, by the way, and a performance by yours truly. Oh, yeah. And the way they set it up, the way the Perillo set this up, it was so great. We did it in Rome before. We're going to do it in Rome again for you. And with special guest Steve Perillo at piano. Then we move on to Assisi. We next explore the Tuscan countryside, Siena, Pisa, Chianti, and Florence and Cinque Terre and more. 5-star deluxe hotel in the heart of Rome, a charming restored villa and mill in the Tuscan countryside. You'll get the best of both worlds after experiencing Rome for Easter. Then we're going to slow down the pace in the Tuscan countryside, only a short ride to Florence. If it sounds great, and you know it will be, you can call 800-431-1515 and tell them you want to fly away with Joey and Steve Perillo to Tuscany, baby. 800-431-1515 or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Hey, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way.
Okay.
I stopped off at the North Pole.
Come here, kids. Stay away from that man.
I called on dear old Santa Claus.
Come here, come here. Hold on to my hand, honey. Don't go near that guy.
He took me to his workshop.
This sounds really creepy.
His plans to
I know. Okay, this doesn't sound bad. There you go.
Watch out.
Let him sing. They're a little creepy up front there, Al.
Love Car Lives.
Oh, God. Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher coming up. You don't want to miss Mike Gallagher. What a show. Frankie Five Boroughs, you work so hard on this one, as you always do. And it doesn't go by us. Thank you for that, Frank. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
And Albert, thank you. I'm glad you're doing okay. We love you, man. And Debbie as well. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Pam Bondi, thank you. Commissioner Bernard Couric. That was a riveting, riveting talk we had. Thank you for joining us. John Iannarelli, Colonel Douglas McGregor, Michael Goodwin, Kim Strassel, all guests that I'm proud to put on the radio for you, because we're just trying to make sense of a crazy, crazy world. And in the name of God Almighty, trust me, we're going to get through it. Make it the best day that you can, please, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
33 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New Year's Eve numbers that will make up the 2020 sign being unveiled today in Times Square. Organizers say a second set of 7-foot-tall twos and zeros are being hauled into the crossroads of the world on a flatbed truck for public lighting. Folks have the chance to take photos with the numerals that will be on display at Times Square Plaza through December 19th. The numbers that are made up of more than 100 bulbs apiece will eventually be hoisted up to one Times Square, completing the 2020 sign that will light up the night sky for the big New Year's Eve celebration. In sports, Trailblazers over the Knicks 115-87. Kings over the Rangers 3-1. The Devils fall to the Stars in Dallas 2-0. College Hoops, St. John's beat Brown 82-71. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Catullo.